The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It's Tuesday morning, the 10th of September 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock. Text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. We have so much to get through, so let's get straight down to business at 4 minutes past nine. I caught up with the shenanigans that took place in the House of Commons last night or this morning when I was listening to Sean Whelan talk. I said, great, I'll go straight online now and find out what it looked like in real life. Black Rod. So Black Rod, if you didn't see, it's worth looking. About 2 minutes where they closed down the Parliament to prorogue it, to suspend it, and they bring over this lady who's wearing this crazy gear, and she marches into the House of Commons and makes this amazingly archaic, completely bonkers speech that's in a language that no one understands really anymore. And then John Bercow, who earlier on in the day, Speaker of the House, had pretty much announced that he'd be resigning at the latest on the 31st of October. The Labour MP surrounded him so that he couldn't leave the chair. I mean, it was astounding. If only we had footage, you know, from all the centuries gone by, wouldn't it be so interesting? But we don't. But we have what we have now, which is great. And you could see them surrounded him. He couldn't leave. And eventually he said, no, I'm going to leave because, you know, I've got to respect what we're doing here and I've got to go. So he walks out with Black Rod in the middle of it all. Then the Tories stream out in a sulk, and then the Labour Party, also in a sulk, start chanting at the Tories across the way about shame on you, shame on you. And then the place, they're kind of looking around and goes, what do we know? And then they sing a song of some sort. It's just the likes of which I've never... It looked like school, and I've been saying this for a number of years now. Adults, the older I get, the more I realise, adults are just children with wrinkles. We have the same... little foibles, the same, like the kid who was a pain in the ass in school is a pain in the ass as an adult. The kid who was lovely in school is generally a lovely adult. You know, we tend to keep those things. The funny kid in the class is generally a funny adult. Nothing really changes. And then you see people around getting older and turning into, you know, parents or people that you kind of go, they're changed, even their walk has changed, and whatever about the other physicality of it, it's amazing to see people evolve. That's life. But certainly when you look at the House of Parliament, you realise, no, as we've been saying for years, I don't know how much anyone actually knows about anything, so we just muddle through, do we not? But utterly absorbing to watch and fascinating, and we gave up the latter part of our programme yesterday, and rightly so, for the press conference. And I didn't have a moment to come back. I've been taking notes on it just in case we came back. But among the things that I found quite striking were the inclusion in Leo Varadkar's speech. I thought he gave a very good account of himself, actually. He looked like he was in charge. I felt that he had our back. And, you know, he looked the part, okay, from a superficial, but I don't mean just superficial. In other ways, the speech was excellent for the most part, in fairness. And I thought the inclusion of Greek and Roman references, Greek mostly, obviously, were kind of clever. I thought they might be maybe a little bit too much, but then I thought, no, come on, sure, that's what your man needs, too much in some ways. And then Boris, you know, it felt for the most part that he probably wrote a speech on the back of a cigarette packet on the plane on the way over. There was an element of that, I think, and that's fine. But he wasn't bad, and you know what, it felt all things being equal, like it was a good encounter. I think it was good that he came over, and then he went over to his own mess, and he lost his sixth vote in a week. I mean, it's just breathtaking. What else have we for you today? Well, in the papers, this is the most French story I can recall, and it's about workplace accidents. And you know, some people have awful workplace accidents, but this is a more jocose way of discussing these French. Well, it's not actually that funny for the guy who died, but essentially, a guy was working on behalf of his employer, who are a French railway construction company, and it was an overnight situation. So he went away and he ended up staying overnight. And as it happens, he met somebody, a woman, on this night in February 2013. And they ended up together. And he was found dead in his hotel room. Nothing suspicious. Massive heart attack, nothing suspicious at all. But the family are suing the French authorities to say it was a workplace accident because he was on the company dollar. And what happened? The courts agreed. So, if you're going to go, you know, go that way and go on the company dollar. Boom. No issues there. So the employer of the man, they have to now pay hefty compensation to his dependents as a direct result of his carry-on in a hotel in February 2013. It's been called, classified as an accident du travail. Only in France, eh? Only in France. There's a guy, meanwhile, where is this fella? He's in Japan. Oh yeah, I must talk a bit about Japan. We're all eyes on Japan. If you're going to Japan, if you're fortunate enough to be going for the... do you know what? I have this oil at home for creaking doors. For the last 2 weeks, I've been meaning to bring it in. And even insta-storying the oiling of the chair. I'll do it tomorrow because it's a wretched chair. That's all it is. It's comfortable, but it's wretched. Just needs a bit of love. Put lipstick on the chair. It'll be fine. Still the same chair, but it'll look prettier. In a world where the advancement of technology is rampant, one weapon remains more powerful than all others. What is that weapon? The brain. And this guy, Yusuke Taniguchi, never heard of him. 34-year-old, part-time cashier. So this guy's working in a shop in Koto City. And people come in and go, tap it, or, you know, I'll just give you the details. And he goes, yeah, thanks very much for that. But no, he memorised everything. Name, number, expiry date, and CCV, the little numbers at the back. Remember them all. And with that, he then went and bought himself some things. So he bought two shoulder bags valued at about $2,500 delivered to his apartment. Now, just because he was able to remember things doesn't mean he was intelligent, because he ordered the stuff to his apartment and the police went, we have our man. Now, Sherlock Holmes was not bothered or harmed in the making of this story. It just required a phone call and a quick look to see where he lived, and they found him, the big idiot. But the only thing is, just... With all these things, we do have to be tiny bit careful. I think we are very freewheeling with the details we give. You know, the one thing I kind of have a tiny shudder every time it comes up when you're looking at a news site or something like that, and it says, "Do you agree to cookies and all that kind of thing?" And you go, "Yeah, I'm sure I'm giving away more than they probably know or I probably know." I'm very suspicious. You just go, "Yeah, I agree. Yeah, just give me the news. I accept. I say we accept everything." Now, I don't want to get all conspiracy theorist about it. It's not that. I just have a little shudder of disrespect for the computer. I'm not sure. In schools in the UK, they're banning watches. Because watches, they've already banned, obviously, phones because people are cheating. But also the smartwatches, they're web-enabled, so you can cheat more with your... But because the watches have become so... they all look so common and so similar now, they've said, do you know what? No... to all watches. So wrist watches are going to be banned from exams of any sort because no one knows the difference between a smartwatch and a wrist watch anymore. And there's too much spoof and too much risk. So they're gone. Absolutely gone. I don't know why I have this story, but I do. This woman went to see a doctor in Dien Bien province in Vietnam. Her ear was itchy. A little bit painful. She had ears at me. I don't know if that can happen sometimes. So the doctor said, okay, well, look, we'll use this endoscope. We'll check inside your ear canal just to see what it is. And they took a picture of it. I have the picture in front of me. And what she had growing in her ear were essentially mushrooms. She had a fungal infection. You can look it up. It is like a planet. Here, look at it. It's like Lord of the Rings forest growing in her ear. And it's a fungal infection. It was triggered by an infestation of bad bacteria. And the bad bacteria reduces the number of good bugs in a person's outer ear. And the good bacteria help fight off the fungi, which people come into contact with every day and do not usually cause a problem. But this poor woman had the field of... It's worth a look at, if only to get rid of whatever you've eaten this morning. It's not pretty. Honourable mention for Adrian Dunbar, former guest here, former guest late, Line of Duty star, among other things, and he won Best Actor at the TV Choice Awards last night. Couldn't be happier for the man. Line of Duty won Best Drama Series. We've been banging on about it, and it's currently showing on RT2. Not sure which season is, but either way, get on board that bus. You will not be disappointed. Downton Abbey reviews are in, and it seems to be a 3 star out of 5. The feeling being, does it translate to the big screen? Not so much. That's not going to stop me. I think it's something very beautiful. And one of the reviews says, with all the Brexit carry on going on, you know, it is nice to have that escapism to an England that was much prettier in some ways. And there's great beauty as well, in, obviously, in Peaky Blinders, but that's another story. And apparently, all these things that people are watching, particularly a box set of sorts, these things... the scripts and the screenplays of these things are outselling novels in some instances. So, for example, Fleabag, which I believe is very good, I haven't seen it, is the collected screenplays of the 2 seasons are massive. In advance purchases, that's in November, it's coming out, but the scripts were bought in an 8-way auction. Imagine, for £500,000 sterling. That's how popular that is. But the book is about £20, heavily pre-ordered. Other big things, J.K. Rowling's screenplay for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Neil Gaiman's screenplay for Good Omens, adapted from the novel he co-wrote with Terry Pratchett, currently selling well. The Alan Partridge scripts and the Coen brothers' cult western, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. So people like to read a script. It's something I would have no interest in reading, to be honest with you, a script. But if they're popular, they are. Steve Coogan, I saw a film being advertised with Steve Coogan's name attached to it, and I watched the trailer for it, and I said, why did no one ever tell anyone? And did anyone see a film recently released with Steve Coogan called Hot Air? And if you did, could you let me know? 51551. I have never heard of it until I saw the trailer, and it looks odd. He seems to be like a right wing news guy in America who then has a road to Damascus and realizes the error of his ways. I think that's the bottom line with it. Kind of engrossed by the Roger Ailes story and The Loudest Voice at the moment. So if you're into TV, news, American politics and media, that's fine. So the two of us will enjoy that. Now, 51551 is the text number. I want to tell you a quick story. I know Japan, I'm kind of shifting around the place. I got a lovely book on Japan sent in to me because I'm fascinated by Japan. I've never been. But this is the, and I just love the Dorling Kindersley, the publishers. They do the most majestic books about anything, really. But their tour guides are particularly good. But thanks to Phil Toomey for dropping that in, because it is a beautiful book called Be More Japan. Very nice presentation and very accessible. Even if you're not going to Japan like me, but you just want a nice, almost coffee table look at it, but it's much more manageable, and coffee table books can be a bit too much. It's perfect size. Be More Japan seems to be. It's the art of Japanese living. Looks great. I'll have a look at it in the next week or two as we head towards Japan. Right. Just quick one before I get to the text. There's loads of text coming in on different things. On Friday night's Late Late Show, we gave away a car. This has nothing to do with the guests. We gave away a car at the end of the show when we pulled out the card from the tombola. Whenever I see it rolling in, I often think, will you have car registration 555D? But the tombola rolls in, and you know, sometimes it can't be. It's just a big bucket of entries. You know the little postcard that was sent into your houses for the competition? And we were giving away a car. So we gave away, I pulled out the card, I named out the lady who won it and where she was from, and that was great. All above board, no issues. The guy from the company that looks after all these things with his life was there, Neil, and that was fine. But then to the radio show, because a lot of people who watch the TV show listen to the radio show, and a lady called Helen got in touch with us on Sunday morning at 5 to 10 by email. And she wrote, my name is Helen Brooks, and on last Friday night's show, there was a Helen Brooks pulled out of the basket to win the car, but I don't want to get my hopes up too much, as there are 2 Helen Brooks in Yall, in Cork. It's an unusual name, Helen Brooks. And sure enough, that's the name on the card that I pulled out. Just wondering if you can confirm. Kind regards, Helen Brooks, details here, Yall, etc. So sure enough, we got into work on Monday morning and we saw this email. So we better dig around and find out what the story is with that. Anyway, we come into work today, being Tuesday, and between jigs and reels, here comes this other gorgeous email from Helen Brooks. Now, before we get anyway confused, the email that came in today, it's the Helen Brooks who wrote to us on Sunday, who I'm glad to say won the car. It was her. She just didn't know. And she wrote to us in this most polite way. I should say, Maura Higgins dropped me a note to say thank you. Greg dropped me a note to say thank you. Shane O'Connor dropped me a note to say thank you. Can I just say, the manners of that from the younger generation as well as Sinead, who's of my own, it's just lovely. I say note, like a text or an email, but it's just very striking and greatly appreciated. But back to Helen Brooks, who won the car, another polite person. And she says, "Dear Ryan, I wanted to thank you all at the Late Late Show on Pust and Renault, as my name was picked out to win the Renault Clio on your show last Friday night. It really is a dream come true." But that's not the point she wants to make. And this is a much more important point, because this is the kind of thing that I was getting from people over the weekend. She writes, "The show on Friday had a lot of meaning for me, as you helped to celebrate National Emergency and Services Day. My dad, Paddy O'Mahony, was a long-serving crewman with Yawl RNLI lifeboat and served on the old Liverpool-class and the new Atlantic-class lifeboats. My brother, Patsy, is currently a helm and crewman on the lifeboat and has served 35 years at our RNLI station. My husband, Mike, is currently a helm and crewman for the past 24 years and still going. My nephew, Eric, is currently a helmsman mechanic at Yawl LB station and also a crewman at Yawl Fire Brigade. And my other nephew, Thomas, is a crewman at Yawl LB station, lifeboat station. So again, thank you and the Late Late team on Pust and Renault. And just to say, I'm so proud of my own family and all the volunteers and those who serve as part of the national services in Ireland, as most of your great and unselfish deeds will go unknown." Isn't that lovely? So she won the car, but actually she was all about the national services and all those tremendous people who came on the show on Friday and were so beautifully and represented in such a dignified manner. And we got so much back from people to say, yeah, thanks for saying thanks. You know, it's kind of a strange thing, but it's just gratitude and manners and absolutely appropriate. So Helen, safe travels, safe driving, congratulations. And thank you and all your relatives for what they do for the country. It doesn't go unappreciated. And that, I think I hope, very much aware of and conscious of this Tuesday morning. The text number 5155.